Be'ezet Hashem Yisbeuch, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos B'tavim Mishkan, Moshim, the laws of those who contaminate what they sit on and what they lay on. We will continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing that of the Am Haaretz as it relates to Taras, specifically because we treat him as a Zav, and which relates to one of those of B'tavim Mishkan B'meshev and his wife as a Nida. And this parak we discuss regarding being careful and safeguarding from an Am Haaretz. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding person watching his vessels and his workers not to become tummy from Nama Oretz. Kayin, Shatir Caleb Legazu. If you have a Kayin that purified his vessels for this wine press, Vindichim Legaz Haba, and then he left it for the coming pressing season. Hadeil Bechaz Kasim, so it retains its presumptive state of Tahara. She'in Ame Oretz, Negim Mekim Shakayin Zesh, She'in Betechkita, because these Amaratim are not going to touch the vessels of this Kayin, which is in his wine press, Neshu Eichel Taurus, because he eats stuff that are levels of purity. And Am Haaretz knows that a Kohen eats Taharas, and he's going to be careful not to touch his Kelim. But that's by a Kohen. I'm going to show Yisrael, but by Yisrael, even a Chaver, Timaeus, we're going to consider it as Tamei, because they're not careful, but they don't think that there's anything wrong with touching his stuff. Atche Yema, until the Yisrael says, B'libi ha'yelishma Am Haaretz shekondes l'gas, in my heart I had in mind to safeguard Am Haaretz from coming into the wine press, Shaliga Bekim, he's not going to touch it. If he had that intent, then we consider his watching as sufficient. Halacha base. Someone wants to make his wine in a state of purity, with professionals that are amaratzim. So what does he do? So what he does is that he makes the harvesters, the ones that are picking the grapes in the grapevine, to first table in the mikvah. And the reason for that is because the grapes are susceptible to tumah from when they're being harvested, because they become susceptible to liquid that comes out from the grapes themselves, which that makes it susceptible to Toma when it comes in contact with one of the seven liquids, which includes that of grape juice. Now, let's say he was making oil. So he makes them table, the ones who are going to harvest the olives, which actually badodin are those who press the olives from the, in the, that's why badodin from the word of Beis Habad, of where you press the olives, because then already it's susceptible to tumah from the olive oil that's coming out. In contrast, when they're just harvesting the olives, they don't need to have a tefillah because the olives were not susceptible, because the little liquid that comes out is not considered significant to be machshir. Now, you have to stand on the craftsman until they actually tovel in the mikveh in front of him. They don't know hilchos tefillah, the halachas that are necessary for tefillah, the chatzitza, and that which is their interposition that makes it that there's something between his body and the mikvah water. So you have to see them table. Now, yotzu chutz l'pesach beis habad. Let's say they left the entryway of where the olives are being pressed. And then they went to relieve themselves behind the wall, and they came back. And they still retained their tahara. At kam yachik of him time, how far could they be and then still retain their tahara? At kadesh leisosmeinam, until they're not concealed from his eyesight. Avam nistur meinam, but if they're concealed from his eyesight, chazur tamas, and then they go back to their prior halacha of tama. At sheyed bilam pamacheres ve'av shemeshem, until he has them table a second time, and then they wait for sundown. Halacha gimel habadodin v'abaitrim. So these are pressing the olives or harvesting the grapes. Shenimtzis tuma lefneim, that we find tuma in front of them. Nemanim leimer, they're believed to say leinagan, we didn't touch it. And but to nekesh lam so to regarding their children. Halacha dalad, a mataris habadodin. So if someone purifies these ones that are pressing the olives, the echnisim b'sabad, he brings them into the olive press. The noal alem, and he locks the door on them. So im hoyisham kelim shnit b'medrus, if there were vessels over there that became tamei from medrus, which could contaminate, had a b'sabad kulei tamei, so we could say the whole b'sabad is tamei. Shemenogu b'sam kelim, maybe they touched those vessels and then they touched the olives and the oil, making everything tamei. And the fellow Ra'isim Akkadim, even though he saw them from before. And the Sahara Ma'isim Akkadim, they tumas, and he warned them from those vessels because of their tumah. Had they based about tummy, still the based about is going to be tummy. Why? Even though they know not to touch it. But Shemehi Situ, maybe they caused it to move. The Hemadamim, Shayna Mesa Tummy. And they think that when causing something to move does not cause tumah, Shayna Ma'orit Bikin, but tumas Hesed, because the Amaratim are not well versed in the tumah of Hesed. And since they don't know, they're going to become tummy from it. And hence, everything there is presumed to be tummy. If he had his donkey drivers and his workers that were toying in taharas, they were carrying loads of things that he wanted to remain tar. And they're walking, they're traveling in front of him. Even if they're more than a mil in front of him and distant from him, we still presume them to be tar, because they're in the presumption that he's watching them. And they're afraid to touch the stuff. And they say, now he's going to come. They don't know how far he is or when he's coming. Because he's coming behind us. But if he tells them, you guys go out, I will ultimately come after you. Once already concealed from his eyes, Hadein Tameis would consider as Tamim because he's not right behind, he's not behind them, even at a great distance, and therefore then they're not afraid of touching it. Halach above continues regarding if these Hesach Hadas, if the owner has removed his consciousness from guarding his stuff. So Chaver, Shayalavish Bachalik. So if there is a Chaver that was wearing first a garment, and the Ottoman Talis, he was also cloaked with a Talis. And he was walking and he said, you know, says, in my heart, I had a mind to guard my cloak, but I was careful regarding it. But I lost my consciousness, I forgot, and I wasn't paying attention to my talis. So the chalak, the cloak retains its tahara, but the talis can be considered tummy, since he wasn't careful to watch it, maybe Amarts touched it. Let's say he had a basket on his shoulder, and he had a pitchfork inside the basket. He says, he said, I had a mind to safeguard the basket and to safeguard the pitchfork. From something that's going to make it tummy. But not something that's going to make it puzzle. Tummy is that it could make something else tummy. Puzzle is only that it becomes tummy. So the basket's going to be tar because he had a mind to protect it. But the pitchfork is going to become tummy as a sheni from liquids that invalidate and because of the handle of it that's sticking out of the basket. And therefore, so all truma that's in the basket is going to be possible because as a sheni, it can make truma into a, meaning the liquids make items into a rishon, and they can make this magrefa, because it's protecting it from that of tama, but that not of psul, which psul means it's a sheni, that's the end of the line for it, so it can become a sheni. But then truma shabasal psul, that the truma inside the basket also can be possible because the truma could become a shlishi. And the reason is they have a grefa hatimeya shabasal zachon shabasal because of the shovel that's possible that invalidates the food items that are in the basket because the truma could become a shlishi. Now another ram continues regarding how one is to watch his stuff. Let's say someone was utilizing stuff from his barrel in a state of purity, with a presumption that it was chulun, that it was unconsecrated items, regular mundane stuff. And then it says truma, but then it turns out it actually was truma. So although it's tar, it's still forbidden to eat. And the reason for that is because that's not even regarding stat of taharas; it's actually regarding the halach of iser, which there's a prohibition on eating truma of that are tamei. Because maybe a tful yoim who he's only watching it for chulin, which should place the truma v'tar b'chulin. Tful yoim he wasn't careful for because tfulin is not a problem for chulin items, and it's not even a problem for meiser. It's only a problem for truma. Like when they explain in the 10th parak of Avos HaTumah halacha gimel, and ve'ainu dem m'sham truma l'm'sham chulin. You can't compare someone's watching for truma to watching for chulin. So although he was watching it, but that was for chulin, not for truma. So then he's not allowed to eat it. Now, if he says, but if he said, I was being careful, even something that would make it possible, not just tameh, then he would be permitted to eat it because he was guarding it on a high level that even would be from a tful yom, which would make it possible, and not even tameh. Another case. If let's say he mixed up his Shabbos clothing and his weekday clothing, and he wore them. So in that mode, they became tummy. Why? Because he doesn't watch these weekday clothing as he would Shabbos clothing. And since he was Masich Das from exactly how he's supposed to watch these items, it's as if he totally was Masich Das from watching it because it was for the wrong thing. And hence it's going to be considered as if he didn't watch it and it's going to be tummy. There's a story with two women that were friends. And they were chaveris, which they were even those who are careful with these halachas. But their clothing got mixed up in the bathhouse. The story came from the sages. But they made it all tameh, which is, even though they're watching it, but it wasn't for her own. And hence she was not watching it the same way. And I feel enough of my fart to me. Even if, let's say, a woman's head cloth falls off from her, she tells her friend, Tanali, give it to me. When the son in law, and she gives it to her, nitmes. It became tummy. Why? Gizera is a concern, Shamit Nen Lama Arts, because maybe Ubi Ama Arts is going to give it to her. And like, it might be such a case, which Dama Arts is making a tummy. Or maybe the friend's not going to watch it. because the person doesn't watch the stuff that's not his as he would their own. And therefore, it's not a real good shmir when the friend was giving it to her. And therefore, it became tummy in that moment. Only if you tell someone before that you're relying on them, then we rely on their shmir. But in these cases, it wouldn't be, and therefore they made them tummy. Halacha Zayin, Ram continues regarding the presumption of a chaver that passed away, that it's a tahar, and also the trustworthiness of a witness. So chaver shemes, if a chaver dies, v'nichtaras, and he leaves over things that were required for the level of taras, hariel taras, they retain the status as taharas. Hinich kelim, but if he left over vessels, harim tamein, we consider them as tamein. We're more stringent by kelim, because kelim you could purify by spraying with the paradimal waters and by tibling. And they didn't ultimately even differentiate between other vessels, like earthenware vessels, that it cannot be tar, because generally kelim could be purified. So by kelim, we say they're tummy. Because I could say, shema nitmu, because maybe they were tummy, for he's alim b'shlishi, but he's alim b'shvi. Maybe he had sprayed on them on day 3, but he didn't spray them with the paradimal waters on day 7. Or shema he's alim b'shvi, or maybe he even sprayed on day 7, but then hitbo maybe didn't travel them yet. And again, that's a possibility. Maybe he died within the 7 days. Or shemala he's alim b'shvi kaliko. Maybe during these 7 days, maybe he didn't spray on it at all. And since there's that possibility, so therefore, and since there's reason to be stringent because you could purify it, we treat it as tummy. Halacha ches, misha amalei eidechad. If a singular witness tells a person, yenonit metaresecha, your taras became tummy. I saw. V'alo shaisik, and that person is silent. Here's a neman. So that witness is believed. But in tamayas, we treat it as tummy. But if he denies what he's saying and he says, Loinit mo, they did not become dummy, Harein b'chaskasin, so retains its presumptive status of tahara, actually either shnem until two witnesses come along, which we always believe that of two witnesses. Now, hayo'isi imay b'taras b'zabachim, let's say the person who's talking did work with his taharas or with his karbanas. Well, achas ma mitzai v'amalai, and at a later point in time, he finds him and he says to him, b'shosh apagabai, at a time when he just meets him and he bumps into him, he says, you know, I wanted to tell you, tahara shasisimcha nitmo. Really, when I was doing the taharas with you, it actually became tummy. Uzvacham shasisimcha, and in the karbanas I was doing with you, actually nispaglu. I had a machshava that should be lachas ma, which makes it possible. Here's an emet, so he's believed because he had the ability to have done it and he was there, and therefore he's believed. Avon pogaboy b'lemelakulam, but let's say he bumped into him, he didn't say anything. And then a second time he bumps into him, he says, you know, I made a tummy, I made a pigle. Then in and then he's not believed, because why didn't he tell him the first time? Rather, his kabanas is that which he slaughtered are presumed to be kosher, and his purified items are in the chazak of tahara, ending on a pure note, in that of it retains his cheskes of tahara. And Baruch Rachman and Desayin, blessed is Hashem who's assisted us. Slikalu hilchas metame mishkan mishkan. We have concluded the halachas of those who contaminate through what they lay on and what they sit on.